Welcome back to a very special Drive Time here. I'm Greg Frizzell, general manager and owner of the Mount Washington Radio Group. That local news was brought to you by Johnson's Auto Care. Open and here for you with discounts and rewards. Show your AAA membership card and receive 10% off. Combine that with any unused loyalty rewards points, and the savings really add up. Johnson's Auto Care, Route 302 North Conway, or visit online at johnsonsautocare.com. I'm here this evening with our special guest, Paul Chant, attorney and partner with the law firm of Cooper Cargill Chant, and also presiding judge of Carroll County's Northern District here in Conway, Judge Charles Greenoch. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So as we move forward here, let's start with you, Paul. How do you feel like this coronavirus is going to impact the system in our community here for the next 3 to 18 months, however long this is going to take?
It's a big question, Greg. I think for the most part, what it's going to lead to in the court system itself is just some substantial delays. The court system, unfortunately, is already overburdened in terms of the number of cases versus the number of judges. They have a fantastic staff in the court system at every level that I think has done a tremendous job moving technology forward over the last 10 years and making the courts more efficient. But unfortunately, you need judges to hear cases, and we have a dearth of them. And when you add to that delays in ability to process cases because you can't get the litigants before the court, it's going to be like a pipe getting clogged up. And at some point, everything that's clogged up has to burst and move forward. And it's going to take a lot of patience from clients, from lawyers, from everyone to get through it, but we will. And I guess my biggest guess is that many contested hearings you're going to see pushed back 3 to 7 months. If you have a civil jury trial, which I have a number of them scheduled, I fear that could be a 12 to 24 month delay by the time this thing is done.
Wow.
In light of that, and in light of how people use our system, I just want to encourage everyone that is a litigant or a potential litigant to take a step back and look at the big picture and ascertain what they're truly trying to accomplish in each case and try to figure out how that can be accomplished without protracted litigation.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, we're doing mediations now using Zoom. We're using other technologies to allow everyone to be able to see documents at the same time over the internet, and almost everything could be done short of having a judge in front of you. And I'm very confident that in the super majority of cases, good resolutions will occur. But I think that many, many people would benefit if they look at how their dispute can be resolved without ultimately having to have it in front of a judge.
Yeah, that's great advice. And then final thought for you, what general advice would you give businesses at this time, Paul?
Take a deep breath. It's an unprecedented time. I appreciate what your radio station is doing to assist people throughout the valley to understand these issues. I think having Jack Cuddy on the other night to speak about the loan programs was very helpful. And I encourage them to speak to their accountants, to their and to their lawyers, and have a plan. Because many of the pains that they're going through, I think, are overcomable. And I think the more that those issues are thought through now to make the best plans that can be made for the next 3 to 18 months, the more people in the valley we're going to keep employed, the more businesses that are going to come through this healthy. From a legal perspective, I would simply say it never hurts to ask.
Right. Okay, that's great. And Judge Greenalch, closing thoughts for you. What would you like to tell everyone out there right now?
Well, I like to tell folks to have patience and be calm. The court's here to handle the cases that really need attention immediately. And other cases will be dealt with. I think it's important to know the circuit court statewide handles about 144,000 cases a year, and that's nearly 12,000 cases a month.
Wow.
Once this emergency order is lifted and we get back to regular business, we're going to have a very large number of cases that we're going to have to deal with immediately. Deadlines that have been extended. They involve children that are placed out of their homes. They involve families that need relief, and certainly some landlord and tenant cases that need to be dealt with quickly. And we're going to end up having to prioritize cases, and there are going to be other forms of litigation that are going to be pushed back because their circumstances aren't so emergent, and they'll probably have to wait. And as Paul said, you know, we're not quite up to the level of the number of judges we want, but also keep in mind, and I agree with Paul, there are other options. The circuit court makes available, both in civil and in family cases, options for the parties to come, meet with mediators. It's very, very inexpensive or free in some cases to do mediation. Judges also are participating in mutual case evaluation, trying to assist parties to resolve family law issues. And I expect that once we get past the emergency phase of this, we're probably going to be offering an increase in the availability of those services to try and help people resolve their cases without having to come to court and be before a judge.
Yeah, and that
but
seems,
if they do, we'll be here.
Yeah, seems quite reasonable, though. All right. Well, I'd like to thank you, gentlemen, very much for being on the program. Again, Paul Chant, attorney and partner at the law firm of Cooper Cargill Chant, and presiding judge of Carroll County Northern District here in Conway, Judge Charles Greenalch. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
And thank you for this opportunity. Stay safe and healthy.
Yes, you guys as well.
All right. Thank you so much once again to Cooper Cargill Chant and, of course, the judge there for coming on for another episode of Drive Time. We do have a little bit of a special announcement to make. Of course, and thank you to our sponsors, which is Cooper Cargill Chant, Leone McDonald and Roberts, as well as Settlers Green and Settlers Crossing. Can't do it without them for sure. And, of course, thank you to our guests. All of our guests really have just been outstanding when it comes to our special edition of Drive Time, and that is always greatly appreciated. We're going to change things up a little bit next week when it comes to the next episode of Drive Time. As you can imagine, Memorial Hospital is super busy right now, but they are coming back. We're going to have them on again, but it's going to be a Tuesday episode, Tuesday, April 14th. It's going to be 5 o'clock, same channels, Magic 104, as well as WMWV, but Memorial Hospital will be back. So start thinking of your questions now, things that you're going to want answered, and then you'll be able to text us. Again, that number is 603-356-9145, and we appreciate your participation. Again, that's coming up Tuesday next week. This has been Drive Time.